one, two, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
And Sam, we were just talking off air about the fact that you were just rubbing your hands in your eyes, and you said, yeah, well, they're hurting already.
Yeah,
if
massaging
you stick your finger
them.
In your eye, it's going to hurt.
No, they... Oh, Claire, this is another conversation for another day, but, you know, I've got the tear gland issues at the moment with dry eyes, so it helps to massage them.
It looked like you literally just stuck your finger on your eyeball, mate.
No, my eyes were closed.
Okay, sure.
I'm not sticking my finger onto my eye and giving myself permanent eyesight damage. But you know what did some damage yesterday? A lot of companies around Australia and the world, because it was April Fool's.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the companies that brought out some interesting stuff, Claire. Domino's, they started pretty strong.
Mm.
They brought out a new thick shake. It was called the Candied Pepperoni Thick Shake.
Oh, gross.
That is disgusting. It's literally got pepperoni pieces sprinkled on top of a vanilla ice cream with an added swirl of sweet pepperoni syrup into a nice little thick shake.
Okay, I keep walking away trying not to hear you, then I realise I'm wearing headphones. Please stop.
You can't escape it. You can't escape
it. That's so gross.
A bit nicer was Subway. Subway brought out a pretty funny one. They decided to bring out a lovely little fragrance room spray, and it was called Bread Fresh.
You know what? That actually wouldn't be bad.
Just
you think about
of,
it, fresh, freshly baked bread is the best smell. It makes you hungry as anything.
You walk into a baker's delight, you go, this is beautiful. They said, we know you love the smell of our freshly baked bread in restaurant. Now you can enjoy the smell at home with our new Subway room fragrance, Bread Fresh, coming soon.
Sam, it's one of the international ones.
Ooh, hit me.
This is Google in the Netherlands. They offered up the Google Tulip, a new way of talking to the famous flower. Apparently, there's some sort of tulip flower that's famous over there. It's got great advancements in artificial intelligence, Google Assist, and you can now understand tulips, apparently, and translate between tulipish and human languages.
What the hell?
I don't know. I don't know how people fell for that. I'm not quite sure either.
That is beautiful.
One other quickly overseas was HelloFresh. I don't know if they did it here as well. HelloFresh is like a food delivery service.
Yep.
They brought out something called a unicorn box, which is like mythical creature box full of farm fresh rainbows, smiles, and joy at your doorstep.
Right.
It looks like a lot of sugar.
Oh, okay. It's a sweet one.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Hey, Northern Territory News, the NT News. Mm. They are well known for their paper, hilarious headlines.
Yeah.
And they decided, the editor, Matt Williams, came out and said, it is time to align with all the other newspapers and become politically correct. This is his little write-up on the front page of the NT News. We have received an enormous amount of feedback from locals and people around Australia, and they just want us to grow up. This hasn't been a decision I've taken lightly, but the days of why I've got a cracker up my clacker and why I've got some sticky near my dicky have come to a close.
Oh, what?
All their hilarious headlines, they decided to get rid of them. And they're going PC.
Okay, well, Sam.
Not for long.
There was one more that we both think is absolutely ridiculous, but so do so many other people.
Mm.
It kind of took off, but in the wrong way.
Yes.
We're going to tell you about it in just a minute. Because they were like the backup. This is like the top of the range.
I reckon this is just extremely good marketing.
Oh, absolutely.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
And right now we are still talking April Fools. We went through a few of the dodgy but not bad ones.
Yeah, best and worst of local and around the world. And Claire, McDonald's.
Yes.
They've got themselves in a bit of a pickle.
They have. And I think they've taken out top spot for April Fool's joke for sure.
But top spot in a good way or bad way, it's up to you to decide. Because what they decided to do yesterday was release a new burger into the market. It was for all pickle lovers out there.
Mm.
This is the caption. Pickle lovers, it's the news you've all been waiting for. We're super stoked to announce the launch of our brand new McPickle burger.
Hmm.
It's time to tuck into juicy flavors and pickles layered between melted cheese, ketchup sauce, and toasted sesame seed buns. It's sure to be a treat for all your senses.
So basically, there's no meat in this thing.
It is a Big Mac minus the patties.
Yeah. And extra
garbage load of pickles.
Extra pickles.
And this, to me, looks disgusting. I am not keen. Three pickles in my cheeseburger is enough. This looks like there's about 43 pickles inside. But it seems like a lot of people love pickles. And it's kind of backfired, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. So this went up on Instagram, right?
Mm.
And as soon as it went up, it had 16,000 views.
Boom. Done.
Pickle lovers far and wide were like behind their screens completely salivating over this. Because you think about it, there are a lot of people who do like their pickles.
Yeah.
Like there are people who always ask for extra pickles. Some people don't. That's fine. But some people do. And so this burger for them was like heaven. Someone said, I'm going to order 1,000. Someone else said it was a burger designed for them. Someone also said, would actually eat this and my dreams came true. The thing is, a lot of people didn't realize it was April Fool's. And so they thought this burger was real. Macca's has now had backlash from pickle lovers wide and far.
Oh, furious.
Absolutely.
Saying it has to come out, otherwise people will be rioting, people will be burning McDonald's down to the ground.
Pretty much they're saying, you need to bring this out. You can't put something like this up and not bring it out.
Not expect this backlash. You like your pickles, don't you, Claire?
I don't mind a pickle. I'm not a fan of a pickle on a cheeseburger.
Oh,
I don't like the flavour it adds.
Fancy.
But I don't mind a good pickle. So, and the other thing is, right, I can only imagine going through this myself, the amount of women who love pickles when they're pregnant, right? I like pickles now, like a lot more than I did before I was pregnant.
Double P.
And exactly. They're looking at this photo going, I need to get one.
Yeah.
Like pregnancy cravings in overdrive. And then find out it's fake, you would be fuming. I guarantee you there were pregnant women crying yesterday over this.
Who's
not
fault?
Okay, Macca's.
Whose fault is it, though?
It's McDonald's
fault. It's April 1st. If you can't pick up on that, then you can't pick up on this pickle. Unfortunately, it's too bad.
Well,
it's a good laugh.
I reckon
they've done very well.
I reckon there'll be a petition somewhere sometime soon. And I think the amount of fans that they found over this, they may end up not making it just a April Fool's joke after all. I reckon the whole burger will really come out.
Bit of a limited edition type setup.
Absolutely. 100%. It is coming. I guarantee it.
In the end, fantastic marketing by McDonald's. Everyone's talking about it.
How do you reckon it would taste, though? Like not having any other flavour other than pickles and...
I don't like pickles, so I'm not going to enjoy
it. Oh, yeah, okay, never mind.
But if it does come out, we are trying it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Right now, radio.
The most popular entertainment show.
Gotta get.
Dean McCarthy, live from LA with Claire and Sam.
Check this.
Go!
That is right. Woo! This sexy man, Jones, is on the phone right now. Morning, Dino.
Morning, Dean.
Hi, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Dean, let's get straight into the thick of things,
this, mate.
Your president over there.
He's odd in the first place.
He's a different kettle of fish altogether.
And
but something pretty special is available now with him.
Yes, it is. You can actually have dinner with President Donald Trump for $35,000. But if there's two of you, as a couple, he has a discounted rate of $50,000. It's all going to happen at Beverly Hills this week at a big billionaire's mansion.
Oh.
Some huge Trump supporter is having the event at his home. Tickets, 35 grand a pop. And of course, like I said, for loved up couples, only 50 grand. What a steal.
I was going to say, that's cheap if you got $1 billion in your back pocket.
But Dino, is this to raise money for his billion-dollar wall? Or like, what's he doing with this?
Oh, yeah, it was a charity.
Good question. No, it certainly won't be going towards the wall. It'll be going towards his 2020 election campaign.
Oh, of course it will.
Hundreds of millions of dollars on those campaigns, so it'll be going straight towards that.
That's a charity in some way. Underprivileged Donald Trump there.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
poor,
totally
poor
underprivileged.
Poor middle-aged, white, privileged man.
We need to move on before I get angry, but Game of Thrones actor, they've revealed some interesting pay gap issues, haven't they?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I didn't see this coming today. But you look, she was very chill about it. You might know Sophie Turner, one of the stars of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Has revealed that she only gets a third of what Kit Harington gets. They're obviously both stars of the show.
Yeah.
Hang on, which one's Sophie Turner?
Sophie Turner is like the middle sister. Or the older sister.
Oh, the orange-haired one.
Yes.
Got it.
Right, but she did say, she's like, look, in the beginning, he had a bigger role than me, more speaking lines, stuff like that. But now it's much more even if you're a fan of the show.
Yeah.
And she wasn't really complaining, but she was just kind of saying it more matter of factly that, he gets paid more than her.
That's
no
a bit odd.
Nice way to put it. And that's just how it is what she said. But interesting to see how the next, this is the end of the series, of course.
Yeah.
So they won't be negotiating pay again, but, interesting to know.
Yeah. And we were talking earlier on the show about the gender pay gap and how there are certain roles that women are getting paid more, and it seemed to be more in the creative industry, but not necessarily
actor and
for acting.
Wasn't there, though. Yeah.
No, it was illustrators and authors and all the rest. So, being very interesting to see. How's this for pop culture?
Mm.
Dean, I know that Sarah Turner?
Sophie.
Damn it, Sophie Turner is married to one of the Jonas Brothers. Joe.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, mate.
Wonder how long it took him to learn that one, Dino.
Hashtag learning.
Hey, Dean, thank you very much for joining us and giving us the latest goss as per usual. We will catch you again tomorrow morning after 7:30.
See you, Dean.
Bye, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
And Sam, we love a good study on this show.
Yes.
And a new study has come out about Oz, right?
Mm.
And normally this would seem pretty boring. But it's actually kind of interesting. It's the latest figures as to the highest paying occupations,
mm-hmm.
as well as the highest earning postcodes and states.
Oh.
So,
okey-dokey. When I saw this, talking numbers. Here we go.
Yeah, hence why I'm saying normally numbers are boring, but this actually looks pretty decent. So,
yep.
They've listed the top 10 highest paying occupations in Australia.
Yep.
We'll start with that. What do you reckon the number one paying job is in Australia?
I've read it, so.
Oh. Well, that
can
doesn't
I guess?
Count. Sure, guess.
Surgeon.
Oh, look at that. You got that right. Almost $400,000 a year, apparently.
That now, is incredible.
If we have surgeons here, I guarantee you there'll be someone who's like, well, that's nowhere near what I earn. Because it probably isn't every surgeon.
Claire, we don't have a surgeon in this area.
There'd be surgeons of some sort.
Oh,
you can
okay.
still have surgery in general. You just can't have your finger like,
no
mutilated.
Yeah.
Yeah,
true.
Then, of course, it goes down pretty much all in medicine. So you've got anaesthetist, internal medicine specialist.
Right,
don't quite know what that is.
Pay it.
Then you go to financial dealer. Uh-huh. What is a financial dealer?
I guess someone who deals with finances.
Yeah.
It's probably a very generic, broad umbrella of jobs. But the fifth one kind of surprises me.
Oh, really? A psychiatrist?
Yeah. Top five.
Yeah.
Highest earning jobs in the country.
But pretty much everything that you'd expect is in this top earning. So you've got all the medical field pretty much, like other medical practitioners. Then you've got judges and legal kind of people, mining engineers. But what's interesting is CEO and managing directors come in ninth. They come in behind mining engineers and doctors.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible considering, you know, they are the face of major companies.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, you can be CEO of a large company such as Qantas, Alan Joyce, or you could be the CEO of a very small company, which doesn't earn as much.
This is very true. And then, of course, there's engineering manager as well, which you'd expect would be paid pretty well.
Mm.
Something else they brought out this year they haven't done before, though, is occupations where females earn more than males. Now, I'm not going to go through all of them, but the top occupation... Well, don't say that. You'll have a lot of people who are very upset with you saying that.
No, I'm saying it's going to be rare in terms of... It's outweighed. Men are still dominating in the field.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not being sexist
at
all.
I thought
don't
you meant
worry.
As in like, okay, never mind. well, the top earning female job versus males is being an author.
Oh, that's cool.
Which makes sense. Like if you look at J.K. Rowling, right? Her books have gone like absolutely out there.
I mean, she would put up the average taxable income for a female author by a lot.
This is only in Australia though.
Ah.
So even in Oz, female authors are doing better.
Good.
Something called future traders. Now, I don't know if this is different from normal traders, or, but females do better in future trading. Not by a lot, but a little.
Yep.
Then you go magistrate, which is interesting too, because I would have thought male magistrates, you know, the whole, you would have thought the sexism is still in that whole section, but apparently not. Pro surfers.
This is bizarre. This is very surprising. I'm not sure how this works, but yeah.
They get paid heaps more.
Average of $76,000 compared to males at $48,000. But I guess...
I think we have a lot more female surfers generally.
We do.
Pro surfers.
And especially, you know, I think we've got like two or three in the top 10.
Yeah, exactly. And then an illustrator, they get paid about $10,000 more as a female than a male to illustrate. But once again, I think that's just that it's a more female-dominated industry more than the fact of anything else.
It's good to see illustrators and authors not too much of a gap between... payments.
Yeah, no, it's nice to see.
Pay.
Hey.
Yeah.
And the last thing is the highest earning state.
Ooh.
Of course, it's New South Wales. Which is interesting.
Where's the lowest?
The lowest.
It's got to be Tassie, surely.
Yeah, it's Tassie. It is Tassie.
Sorry, Tassie.
So, New South Wales, the highest earning postcode based on average taxable income is $230,330.
What?
Tasmania is just $68,000.
That is incredible.
Much. But the population difference, actually, no, that still doesn't make up. Still doesn't make up for it. I don't know. But we
what
are doing pretty well.
What about the areas in New South Wales? Where are the most, you know, well-earning postcodes in New South Wales?
Well, Palm Beach, where you were over the weekend.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, that's a very... Influescent, is that the right word? I don't know. A very
affluent.
Affluent, that's the area. Yeah.
And it is becoming more residential than just holiday too. So they're apparently, you know, 5 to 15 mil worth of houses.
Oh, yeah. And those who live there generally live the high life. As well.
Saw
as
Leighton Hewitt walking down the street the other day.
There you go. Great Mackerel Beach. I've never heard of it. Currawong Beach and Coasters Retreat.
I mean, it's all coastal, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. So that is the figures so far for 2018, I guess. I guess it'll be interesting to see this versus next year when it comes to those female to male occupations.
That's going to be a cool thing to watch, to see that slowly tip the other way.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have to keep an eye out for next year.
You did well with the numbers, Claire.
Thanks. Let's go!
Trending now at hits.com.au.
Hey, Sam, I know that... Oh, I didn't turn your mic on, sorry.
Yes.
I know that yesterday was April Fool's Day.
Classic.
And this is no April Fool's joke, though. This is legit. It sounds like an April Fool's thing, but it's real.
All right, you've confirmed it. It is happening.
I have confirmed. Great. Dairy farmers and Arnott's are joining forces to create limited edition series of Bicky-inspired flavoured milks.
Damn!
Yeah, so Arnott's biscuits mixed in with your favourite flavoured milk. It's like having a hot... Well, obviously it's cold, but like remember when you'd have like hot milk with like a biscuit as a kid?
Well, this is what I'm thinking. What biscuits are they?
Well, because there's two.
All right, hit me up.
Okay, so you've got Australia's most iconic, Ice Vovo.
I don't know what Ice Vovo. Oh, the Vovo. Are they the pink ones?
Yeah, the pink and white ones. Yeah. And also the mint slice.
Yes. Now, I love mint slice because that is my favourite slamming biscuit.
Yeah,
instead
you
of a Tim Tam slam, I like to bite each side of the mint slice and drink that. If it tastes anything like that, I'm going to be... Oh, in heaven.
Now, apparently, the way that they've done it is they've used peppermint oil in the mint slice and the raspberry jam of the Ice Vovo in the drinks. So you're going to have that minty type flavour. I'm because it's chocolate milk already for the chocolate one. And the raspberry jam in just like a nice normal milk. It'd be great.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Now, Darren Wallace, the marketing and innovation director for the drinks, said, we're thrilled to be teaming up with Arnott's. And it's a brand that everyone snacks on in the Arvos. Now, while we love our classic chalky milk, the partnership presents a great opportunity for some fresh and reminiscent flavours to the market. Both of these are now available in independent grocery stores and also convenience stores.
Woo!
So if you do find them around town, great, but they're not going to be in Coles and Woolies until May 20.
So potentially maybe like Rossi's or something.
Yeah, Rossi's, Richie's, maybe. I don't know.
If you find one of these Iced Vovo or mid-sized drinks, hit us up 13, 12, 16. Yeah. Or flick us a Facebook message.
Hit Riverina MIA. Please let us know if you see these because I want to try one now.
Or one better.
Yeah, bring us one.
52 John Darien Avenue. That's where we are. And that's where we will accept free drinks.
I wonder if the servos happen because if it says convenience stores, I mean, servos sometimes, depending on which servo, I'm just going to have to go look.
Gold in those servos.
Oh, my God. Sometimes there's stuff that you're like, I didn't know they still made this.
Yes, love it.
Like Starburst. It's not a thing anymore at Coles and Woolies.
Gee, you're still salty about that, aren't you?
Oh, you have no idea, mate. More trending now at hit.com.au.
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday. Where you always get switched on service.
That is right. And Tegan from Leading Edge Computers joins us this morning. Good morning, Tegan.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Wonderful.
Hey, let's start with, obviously, there was April Fool's yesterday. There's a bit of tech world April Fool's jokes going on, isn't there?
Absolutely. Tech companies love a good prank, and Google had a couple of good ones this year. They announced yesterday the Google Tulip, which is a product that apparently lets you communicate with tulips.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And tells you what they're thinking and, you know, what they're saying.
Of all things, we all wanted to know what the tulip says.
Absolutely. Oh, the video that they released shows Dutch scientists having two-sided conversations with tulips and unfortunately having a bit less luck trying to talk to a prickly cactus.
Right.
It's cute. It's a hilarious video. We'll post a link to our Facebook page later today. Definitely recommend checking that one out for a giggle. And not so much a prank, just as more just a fun game. Google also put the classic snake game, which many of us remember from our old Nokia phones, into Google Maps. So if you're on a PC, go to snake.googlemaps.com to play. And it's also in the app on your phone, iOS and Android.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they usually make these kind of games available for about a week or so.
Yeah,
so,
they bring these out every once in a while. Like there's been Mario, Where's Wally, a few others.
Yeah, the Where's Wally one was cool. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is legit.
Sam's found it.
You can
lost
choose
him.
Cairo, Sao Paulo, Sydney, London, Tokyo, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Or just go across the world.
Fun.
All right, you guys continue the conversation.
Say, we've lost
no,
Sam
actually,
now.
You're going to like this. We're doing a true or false, Sam.
Oh, more games. Yep, let's do it.
All right, so we're going to stay on the same topic. Our true or false is about pranks and crazy apps that may or may not have been removed from various app stores. So number one, an app called I Am Rich, which was priced at $999, was removed from an app store. True or false?
What? What do you get
I'm
going to
say
it?
True.
Yeah, I'll go with true too.
True, yeah. Once downloaded... Well done. The only thing it did was tell you that you're rich.
Really?
Yeah. So you just blow on $999.
Some really smart person decided to make an app that they could make heaps of money off.
Yep.
And there was nothing anyone could do about it.
Do we know
but
how many?
It was removed because it was a ripoff.
Yeah.
I would like to know how many downloads the dude got.
Yeah, that would be hilarious, actually.
Who knows? There we go. Number of downloads has been confirmed between 5 and 25,000 downloads.
So well, at least five. That person is rich.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Now, in 2013, a game called Send Me to Heaven was removed from the App Store. To get a high score, the user had to throw their phone into the air as high as possible.
Oh,
true
my
or false?
Gosh. I hope this is true.
I hope it's true, but I'm going to say false.
No, it's true. The creator wanted to destroy as many smartphones as possible.
Oh, no.
I downloaded this app.
Did you really?
People were throwing their phones up and they were smashing on concrete.
Fantastic.
Yep.
The challenge would be fun. The challenge would be catching it. Yeah. I like that idea.
There's an element of risk, isn't there?
I would have.
A pretty big
absolutely.
One at that, though.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe the people who can afford to buy I Am Rich apps can play
exactly.
that
game. I said to you the other week, Claire, how exciting it was when you'd stand on a bridge or somewhere high and I'd always be tempted just to chuck my phone over and catch it.
And he's like, don't you ever do that?
No.
Like, no. Never.
Adrenaline rush.
Oh, Sam.
All right. An iPad app called iScale was removed from the App Store because people were trying to weigh themselves by standing on their iPads.
Oh, true. This is true.
I think true.
It is true.
There we go. Claire, you're on a roll.
The iPads were breaking. Don't ever stand on your iPad or another tablet.
Okay. That one's stupid.
Yeah, that one's really stupid.
Number four, an app where you held your smartphone and swung it like you were 10-pin bowling, like on a Nintendo Wii sort of thing, was removed from the App Store.
I don't know if you're playing tricks on us, but I'm going to go false.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, they're all true so far.
Yeah, people were accidentally letting go and smashing their devices, obviously. So, yeah, that one was removed.
The amount of TVs broken from Wii remotes, too. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Always wear those little wrist bands.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. And number five, not so much an app, but a hoax marketing campaign was taken down because it claimed that the latest phone software upgrade would make your smartphone waterproof.
This is true.
Yeah, totally
you
true.
You just did all trues.
Yeah, I did all trues today just to throw you. Yeah.
I like it.
The campaign claimed that advanced algorithms could sense when water was touching the circuitry, triggering an automatic battery disconnect.
Well, Tegan, this is like the one where they had, they told you to put your phone in the microwave to charge it. Do you remember that
hoax?
That
was another one. Yeah,
and
people blew up their phones.
Oh,
crazy.
If it seems too
crazy to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
heaps of people have tried these things. Heaps of people have ruined their phones.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Okay, and what is happening at Leading Edge Computers this week?
We are having a massive Beats clearance to make way for new stock. With 25% off some of our most popular styles. So
great.
Power Beats 3 were $259, now $194. Beats Solo 3 were $399, now just $299. And Beats Studio 3 were $449, now just $337.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All of those.
Yeah, amazing deal. So getting quick to avoid disappointment. Those are only while stocks last.
Mm-hmm.
Come in and see us at Leading Edge Computers. We're in the top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Tegan.
Thank you very
much.
Guys. We'll catch you next Tuesday.
See you then.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.